So we'll just relax and breathe. Find our balance and our place of peace. If we feel comfortable, we can close our eyes and maybe put our feet on the floor, connect with the ground. Through the floor, connect with the earth. And maybe just imagine energetic roots into the earth, as if we were energetic trees that have the capacity to move and flow. So we just relax and imagine energetic roots going down through our feet into the earth, connecting with that solid, beautiful energy of Mother Earth. And as we put down our roots, Mother Earth always is eager to share loving energy back with us up through our roots. So just imagine yourself drawing some energy back up through your body, through your feet and your legs, your hips and your back, all the way up your spine, lengthening your spine, maybe feeling that you're sitting a little taller, and up through your neck and into your head. This beautiful energy of balance and strength and rootedness and connection, connecting powerfully to the oneness of our life here on the earth. For we are made of the same stuff as the earth. We are all God's stuff in form. And allowing ourselves to feel that oneness, that wholeness, that life, feeling the powerful strength that flows through the trees. Allowing all that Mary Rose said today about the trees to flow through us, up through us, providing us with strength and power and longevity and health. Breathing into the beautiful strength of trees. Knowing that we can move away at any time, that these are energetic connections. And we can take them with us and reroot ourselves anywhere we choose to have a quiet moment. Any place we'd like to relax and breathe and connect. Reconnecting with the earth, reconnecting with the power of our being, the power of spirit that flows through us and flows through the earth and makes us one with all that we touch. All that we sense, all that we smell and taste and feel, all that we are, is this oneness, this wholeness, this beauty, this grace. And so as we are rooted as trees in this moment, let us take just a moment and feel what it feels like to sway with the breeze, a gentle breeze, just one that rustles our leaves a little bit, and hear the song of the tree that you are in this moment, an energetic tree who sways and rustles with the wind, singing songs, feeling connected, feeling the rhythm of the breeze and the ease of simply swaying, realizing that even with all the strength and power and groundedness, there is flexibility, and experiencing perhaps some wonder at the magnificence of this one life, this beautiful love that creates strength and flexibility in the trees and in each of us, for we too are powerful and flexible. We too sing with the song of the earth and the trees. We have the capacity to sing and rustle with the leaves and hum with the breeze and feel the harmony, feel the love, feel the grace. It's right here and right now. So we allow ourselves to feel flexible yet strong. We allow ourselves to feel rooted and capable of action. We allow ourselves to feel wonder and curiosity and joy at the oneness of all life. And we willingly surrender our separation and allow ourselves to be immersed in the wholeness, present in the oneness, free within the power and the strength and the groundedness, flexible and spontaneous and available to inspiration, ever present. Inspiration ever present, for the divine is ever present, ever focused upon us, for we are the child of the universe, the child of God, and we grow into being the adult of God, that divine life that is ready to express as love and grace and beauty and harmony and peace. We bring these divine qualities within us and offer them to the world through our open hearts, through our loving open minds, through our willing, strong, and healthy bodies. We allow ourselves to engage in life on this planet. We are whole. We are one. We are not separate. We are present. And we are breathing and relaxing. Breathing and relaxing. Breathing and relaxing. And imagine now, if you would, that your heart has a light in it. You might see it as a candle or a lantern or a beacon or a sun. Wherever you start, just breathe into that light and allow it to expand and see it radiating out from your heart. You might notice it's going in a single direction, maybe forward. If that's true, you can allow it to expand around and go forward and backwards and left and right and up and down, and allow the light of your being, as I allow the light of my being, to get brighter and bigger and rounder and fuller and spread out and out and out and out, touching everything around us, the beauty and harmony of our being. Everywhere we go, we can be a beacon of light. We can allow ourselves to know this truth. I am a light in the world. I am a light in my life, and I am a light in the lives of everyone I touch. I am willing to light up every room I walk into. I am willing to be the presence of spirit as light and love and harmony and peace in this world. I am beautiful. I am graceful. I am intelligent. I am filled with light, for I am open to the inspiration of Source in this moment, and I am willing to be open to the inspiration of Spirit in every moment. I carry my light into the world everywhere I go, and I remember periodically to ground myself into the earth, to remember my oneness with all that is, so that I am balanced and in harmony as I share my love and my light with others. I am strong, I am flexible, and I am free to open to inspiration, free to act on these inspired impulses, free to connect with powerful and beautiful others who can be lights in my world as well. I am free and willing to see the light in everyone I meet, whether they are seeing it in this moment or not. I can remember and imagine their heart light shining fully, see the joy that they have the capacity to bring to the world, even in those moments when they forget. And sometimes when I forget, there'll be people who help me to remember. For we are here to remind one another of the oneness and the grace and the beauty and the power and the love that we all are. We are the light. We are the love. We are loved. We are beloved. That infinite love that ever exists surrounds us and supports us in every moment. And so with our feet rooted into the earth and our hearts shining, let's feel the crown of our head also open and allowing that beautiful light that is shining from our heart to shine upwards to the universe, as well as out to everyone around us, to everything around us, and down into the earth, so that the light that we are continues to expand beyond our physical body, beyond the ground of the earth, into the earth and out into the atmosphere, down perhaps all the way through the earth, out to touch the planets, to touch the moon, to share with the universe the very energy that we are. For there is no limit to what we can access when we allow it to come through us rather than from us. So we are connected to the energy that flows through, and it has the vibrational signature, each of us unique and beautiful. The vibrational signature of me and you and everyone. And we begin to see ourselves and each other as lights in the world, light shining and lighting up the atmosphere around us, every situation we walk into, every experience. We are the light, we are the love, we are the peace. And allowing that light and that wholeness to be present in us now. Feeling how our bodies feel when we allow the light within us to flow. Feeling how our bodies heal as we allow our light to flow. Allowing ourselves in this moment to feel strong and flexible and powerful and healthy, and whole, and beautiful, and free. That is the truth of our being. We are that. We are that. I am that. I am. And so we just breathe and relax and begin to sway with the breeze again and allow our imagination to return to our physical bodies. Feeling whole and relaxed and present more and more in our physical body. Swaying a little and stretching and regaining our identity as free agents, as the presence of God in action in the world, where we can move and take action on these wonderful, inspired impulses, where we can be the light, where we can smile and laugh and appreciate and compliment and hug and delight in this beautiful, beautiful world. We are blessed. We are blessed. And so we breathe and stretch and regain our autonomy while we remember our oneness. We are free agents to be God expressing on the planet. How marvelous is that? We are that. We are. For all of this, I am so very grateful. And I invite you to open your eyes when you feel comfortable and join me in saying, and so it is.